but it's a pleasure to welcome to the program Congressman Doug Lamborn. Congressman, it's good to have you on the program.
Lars, it's great to be on your show tonight.
We've never had the opportunity to speak, I believe, but it's good to have you here because an awful lot of Americans are shouting at their members of Congress right now, telling them loudly they do not want this health care plan.
You know, I'm having some town hall meetings myself, except I'm looking forward to it because they're going to be a love fest. And in my case, I'm against the Obama health care plan.
Absolutely, and I understand that. In fact, I kind of wonder, are you expecting any people to show up at your town hall meetings? Because they may be all exhausted from going in and telling the Democrat members of Congress from Colorado that they're not. Maybe you should bring a token Democrat member of Congress with you and say that you'll field questions for him or her.
No, that's a good suggestion. Some of the Democrats are ducking out on this, and they're not going through with facing their people, their voters, like they should have to. Now, Lars, we had something really interesting happen yesterday.
What's that?
There were emails sent out from Organizing for America, which is Barack Obama's and the Democratic National Committee's organization, and they sent out emails to the people around the country saying, go to your Republican congressman and tell them in their office that you want to meet with the congressman and you want to tell them how good Barack Obama's health care plan is. And we had people showing up at our office, and we have copies of the email that was sent out. And some of these people were confused, Lars, and thought that they had a personal appointment set up with me, and they were not real happy until we explained to them what was going on. But they were not real happy that I was not meeting with them. And so I think they were being misled and manipulated by Organizing for America, this Democratic front group.
You think that they're actually doing this deliberately, sending out these emails to fool people into then being disappointed in you and perhaps even angry that you agreed to a meeting that you never agreed to?
Well, they were confronted by the press. They said that that was not their intention, so they're denying that. But that was the effect of their sloppy treatment on how they sent out their emails to their own people. That was the effect of what happened.
Well, so what is their explanation? What's the legitimate reason for sending this out and asking them to visit the representatives like you?
Well, I think it's fine to hear from constituents. I welcome that, and that's part of the democratic process. The irony here, Lars, is the Democrats are accusing Republicans when we see these spontaneous uprisings of people angry and upset about government takeover of health care. They're accusing us as Republicans of manipulating the whole thing when they're the ones who are trying to gin up their own supporters to show enough interest to go and show up at their congressman. And they're accusing us of astroturf, you know, the opposite of grassroots.
That is fake. It's fake.
They're the ones who are manipulating. Yeah.
Congressman, let me tell you my honest fear that's going to happen, because Americans have done us so proud by showing up at these meetings with intelligence and asking good questions based on the facts that are out there, not just yelling and screaming, but literally great, great arguments against this policy. But I'm worried that you all will go back to Washington, D.C. You'll knock the rough edges off this thing and you'll say, well, okay, we fixed a few of the things that people were unhappy about, and then you'll go ahead and pass it. I think, frankly, the thing deserves to have a stake driven through its heart, because I don't see that the entire concept of handing over the majority of American medical care that's still in private hands, not Medicare or Medicaid, over to the government, I think is a crazy idea, and I think the whole thing needs to be killed.
Lars, you are exactly right. That's my hope and my prayer for the future of our country, that we do not have a government takeover of one-sixth of our nation's economy into a socialized direction. That's too radical. It's too much socialism, and it should never happen. It'll be a sad day in our country if that comes to pass. We are at a tipping point right now, and I hope that every single one of your listeners, Lars, will go to their local congressman or senator during the month of August and give them an earful on where they stand, that they don't want to have this crammed down our throats.
You know what I wish, Congressman? A lot of people have asked, and I haven't been able to get a good answer from the insurance industry about why it has been so silent during all this. Even lay people who are not in Congress or not in government are emailing saying, Lars, why is the whole industry of the insurance business being so relatively quiet? You're not seeing them on TV every night. You're not seeing them out lobbying. Or they may be doing it behind the scenes. But it strikes me that a conservative answer to this would be to say to the industry, if you could step forward and say, Congress, if you would change these laws about selling across state lines, we have the following products that we could roll out tomorrow to cover the people who are uncovered right now. And it might be in the form of catastrophic insurance to take the worst possible instances off, and other forms of insurance and coverage that the industry could roll out as an industry solution. And all the industry would have to do is say, but you have to change the following laws and regulations, and we can roll this out and we can have it done right now and get Americans covered. But you know, that would take the industry stepping forward. It seems to me they're kind of standing back waiting for you two sides to duke it out, and then they'll come in and pick up whatever pieces are left.
Lars, you're exactly right. Some parts of the industry, and by the way, private health insurance will disappear if this comes.
Oh, I know. It'll kill it.
It may take several years, but in the first year, private plans will be it'll be illegal to renew private plans as an individual.
Yep.
Group plans will go away in 5 years unless you conform to very stringent government regulations. So it's all going to go away. They have been manipulated by the White House, as has the AMA, as has pharma, as have the hospitals, saying that if you're quiet and you don't raise a ruckus, we'll treat you nice. And what it boils down to, Lars, is the hang me last philosophy. And it's just not, it's not smart, and it's not principled, and I'm sad to see them not raising a ruckus like they should be.
Well, if you know anybody in the business, Congressman, it would be great to put the call into them and tell them we'll give them a voice. We'll let them roll it out, because I have great confidence that American industry, I mean, it's just like I might go to my boss and say, boss, I could do great things, you know, additional things on the radio. I need this tool, or I need this device, or I need this latitude to operate, and I can get it done. I'm confident American business can solve this. And instead of being lambasted as a bunch of evil, greedy bastards, and I'm sick and tired of them lambasting doctors as greedy and nurses as greedy and insurance companies as greedy. I think they're honest, law-abiding citizens who are doing their jobs. And I'm glad you're out there, and I just want to make sure that this thing goes to Washington in September and gets killed.
That's exactly right. There's nothing wrong with the profit motive. I would rather have companies seeking profit and running healthcare than the government who gave us the post office and gave us the IRS and gave us Amtrak.
Congressman, it is a pleasure to have you on. You are welcome back anytime, sir.
Keep up your great work. I'll look forward to our next time together.
Thank you, sir. Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn, back in a moment. Your calls and emails next. You've got the Lars Larson Show.